this bleak existential outlook that the guy encounters here, there's a struggle with that. Is this real? Is this the real world? Or is the outlook he had before the real world? Or what was his outlook before? So that's an important
thing. That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah. So, on
what
the one hand... What is the American outlook?
Yeah,
I think there are quite a few of them, but the hip-hop American outlook, there are quite a few of those too. It seems to me like the guy could really, would really have to struggle with that, in a sense, and say, is this real? Is this worth romanticizing? Is this the kind of world I want to live in? And, you know, does he accept that? Does he reject that? Does he somehow synthesize it, incorporate it into his worldview? I mean, I think that's the most compelling way to go, is to somehow gain perspective from that experience without falling prey to it. Yeah. I don't know. For me, personally, I'm always also looking for that transcendent quality. You know, life is hard, but you can't get bogged down in that nasty stuff, you know? So how are you getting beyond that? Are you speaking to other people?